Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with all of you. Looks to be a really, really nice day. Have not mentioned the fires up in L.A. This morning. You know, obviously sports has always been a nice distraction for a lot of people, certainly, and certainly was for me last night. Been sharing a lot of stuff on my personal Instagram page as well. You could follow at the Stephen Woods resources, places you can help and donate. But it's not great, man. And then you get the news yesterday of, like, people looting homes that are burning. It's just, I mean, apocalyptic, as we've mentioned. It's terrible. So all of our thoughts, anything we can do to help the people up in L.A., we'd be happy to do, post anything from any of our outlets here. It's just been sad seeing the pets, the people displaced from their homes. And I got a text this morning from a buddy that said, hey, man, I have a cousin that is going to be displaced. And, you know, they have money, like they're okay, but they had to evacuate. Is there any way you could take their pets? And I said, I got room for two dogs and a cat, if you need me to watch them for, you know, a few days, things like that. But it's just, there's just so much of that. There's so many people in need right now, up in LA. And, you know, obviously you worry. You see I don't know about you guys. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul. That's Ben. You see the wind pick up for just a second. You're like, oh God. Oh no. Oh crap. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you just hope that it doesn't continue to pop up and spread. Do we know what kind of containment they're at right now?
I have no idea. But
I saw like 6%. I mean,
you're
it's
joking.
Still very low. Yeah.
Good. God, those firefighters are just busting their tails.
There's 5 different fires, yeah. So there's so much to keep track of as well. Just the loss of property has been unbelievable. J.J. Redick, the Lakers coach, yep. his rental house burned down. Steve Kerr, their family home, where yep. his 90-year-old mother still lives. She's evacuated safely, but that
LA
burned down.
Los Angeles, not exactly known for, you know, wide open spaces
right.
or anything like that. Like, where do you put the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are now homeless?
Yeah.
Like,
I saw a story this morning that they said, you know, unfortunately, rents, which are already sky high, are probably just going to go even higher with so many people needing to find a rental place to live.
Yeah, supply and demand.
For years.
The demand isn't there.
You know,
or the supply isn't there.
Yeah, thousands of people jumping into the rental market all of a sudden is going to just have a devastating effect economically as well.
Like, you know, I've seen a lot of companies and corporations, at least, saying and doing the right things right now.
So far,
like I saw Airbnb.
That was
like,
cool.
Hey, free Airbnb if you've been displaced for a week. Pick a place. You know, we'll get it set up.
Yep.
And I go, okay, but in 2 weeks, you better not say now the prices are surged 500%. Because that's just wrong.
Surging is a tough scene. You know, you go out. You have a few drinks.
There's a difference between surging because there's traffic, because there's a playoff game downtown or something.
Yeah, it still sucks.
Taking advantage of people that have been displaced due to a natural disaster.
Yeah, it still sucks. Either way you look at it, it's, hey, it's New Year's Eve. I don't want to drink and drive. I'm going to go out with my friends, have a few drinks. My $30 Uber now is $130. That's trash.
Yeah,
you know,
supply and demand.
The hotel prices surging for a big game or whatever. Like, it's
going to a movie on a Friday night at 7 o'clock should be more expensive than a 12 p.m. matinee on a Tuesday.
This is tough.
I think I mentioned yesterday that my wife's cousin and her husband had just moved to Palisades, and they thought they lost their house, but you know, they went to check, and by some miracle, it was the only one on their street left standing, like the only one. They sent the video, and
it's wild.
Driving, every single house is destroyed, and they got to theirs, and it was still there, virtually like
unharmed.
Unharmed. Perfect. Which is an absolute miracle and a blessing. But at the same time, I kind of thought about it. So what does that mean? You can't just go and live there then. I mean, your entire neighborhood is going to simply be an area of demolition
like
and construction,
yeah,
and, you know, for years and years. Wow. And who knows if any of the water or power or anything's going to work for, you know, weeks or months or anything like that. So I
can't,
I mean,
even imagine.
It's a blessing that you didn't lose all your
all
possessions,
your
obviously. Well, you weren't able to get evacuated, but, you know, just huge consequences to everything that's going on.
Yeah, it's.
Well, think about that neighborhood, too. All those homes, not all of them, but so many of those homes were occupied by actors, musicians, athletes. You know, think about all the priceless memorabilia and awards.
Olympic swimmer Gary Hall Jr. lost all of his Olympic medals in the fire.
That is insane. Wow. Those can be replaced, I think.
I would think the Olympic Committee might be able to do something.
Yeah, I guess there's a party that will always know. It's not the same one.
Yeah.
It's not the trophy I was given on
stage. But, you know, it's what it represents that's most important.
Yeah.
Not the actual physical piece of memorabilia.
Yeah, for sure. Keeping it real says it makes you so thankful. Yes, and it also puts things in perspective, right? Perspective is so important. And I hate it. I hate it for all those people. It's going to be years of consequences and years of trying to get it back. And seeing that picture of somebody took that picture of sun, they just took a picture of the Sunset Boulevard street sign and just flames behind it was just jarring to see, man. So
the whole week has just been looking like nothing but movie sets.
Yeah. Yeah.
From an apocalyptic.
Yes.
It looks like hell.
Escape from LA
night,
or something.
Know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty nuts. So I hope that, you know, they can get this thing dialed in and these winds slow down and, you know, hopefully get a little rain, something, anything to help. But it's just been a really rough week for those people, so our hearts go out to them.
It definitely makes it hard to, you know, look forward to the things we're looking forward to.
Sure.
You know, we've got fantasy camp coming up,
yep,
not next week, but the week after.
It was weird
to be golfing at Torrey Pines yesterday.
It was.
Beautiful conditions, because you can see the coastline, and you're just like, it is jarring to know that 2 hours north of here, it is a completely different scene.
Yeah, different world.
Our fellow Southern Californians are just in the worst moments of their life right now, and pretty nice down here. It was weird. It was very, you felt conflicted.
I was out the other night at Bo had his first football practice, his FNL, Friday Night Lights. He's playing the Winter League, and I was out there, man, and I'm just watching my kid practice and having such a good time. And beautiful night, you know, and the sun was setting, and I go, gosh, man, how lucky we are to live here. And I just thought, you know, 80 miles up the road is a totally different ball game. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, look, please do what you can out there if you're able to help or at least share, you know, resources and things like that. That's what we're trying to do. And I'm thinking about all you guys. It's really tough.
Yeah, it was weird. As Paulie was saying, you know, we're out playing golf.
It's yesterday.
Such a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And I go, I feel bad like posting a picture even right now.
I'm with you.
And I know, you know, we've gone through our struggles in San Diego and life other places has to carry on as well. But it did feel weird. We started making some plans for our spring training visit.
Yes.
You know, we'll get details on that for you probably in the next couple of weeks. But we will be out there in Peoria, Arizona, covering the Padres probably sometime in late February.
Yep.
Looking forward to that as we always do and getting another season started. As weird as this off season has been, I promise you that we'll be fired up when the team gets together
and they get out onto the field and we get to see them, you know, practicing, they'll be optimistic. I guarantee you those guys are going to show up feeling confident and like they can beat anybody.
Yep.
When they get to spring training,
I agree.
In a few weeks.
I agree 100%.
You know, why are we the ones who are to tell them, hey, you didn't do enough, you know, you haven't made enough moves, you can't compete, when they're going to show up and go, yeah, we're really good baseball players and we can go and beat anybody this season? Because I guarantee you that's how they're going to feel when they show up.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, the ending of last season was certainly different than the ending of the season before. They both ended without a World Series ring, so ultimately it was a failure, but it certainly felt different going into spring training this year, and it's going to feel different this year as well. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see the guys. Always am excited to see them work and bring you guys some good coverage from out there.
Did have some impact, the fires on the sports world as well. The Lakers-Charlotte game was postponed last night at Crypto.com Arena, and they did officially move the Monday night football game, the playoff wild card matchup between the Minnesota Vikings and Los Angeles Rams, which will no longer be played at SoFi Stadium, but instead will be played at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. So both teams, you know, for Minnesota, it's not really any change at all. Instead of flying to LA, they fly to Arizona and it's a road game like normal. For the Rams, it's a big change. You know, instead of getting a home game in front of your own fans and your own locker room and your own stadium, you're now kind of scrambling at the last minute to plan. I think they were going to practice and then travel out to Arizona so they could practice the last
couple of days
over the weekend.
Yeah, it's a good place
in Arizona.
To go.
But my guess is that the impact is going to be much more on the Rams, obviously, than it is on the Minnesota Vikings, who will, if anything, they'll face even less of a crowd.
Yeah,
that they
fewer
have to worry
Rams
about.
Fans.
Fewer Rams fans, and it'll be a much easier game for a team that was already favored by a point. My guess is that has that number already gone up?
Oh, I would think. I don't know. It's a good idea.
Since yesterday.
I assume it has
I would think that after that most people would now.
What was it? It was one.
It was one, yes.
Two and a half.
Now, yeah. So that's a point and a half right there to go, which makes sense. If they say home is
three.
Then neutral is probably a point and a half. So it goes more toward Minnesota because of that. Yeah. I think we all took Minnesota in our pick'em game.
I think we did.
So it doesn't really matter too much at one point. It's probably an advantage to Kevin O'Connell's team there.
I saw people ripping Kawhi Leonard earlier in the week because he left the Clippers. They were on the road.
I did too.
In his home. His family had to be evacuated. And I know he hasn't played much lately, but my God, if
played
there was ever...
Clearly.
Over the last several years, I mean.
It's very much a reason. Make sure your family's okay. It's just the fact that he had not played for so long, finally came back, and then one game, it's like, sorry, guys, I got to go.
Look,
it's understandable. It's just the timing of it was almost laughable because of how, you know, what Kawhi's gone through.
I mean, I was reading the comments, and look, a lot of it is in jest. It's the internet, so people are going to take shots. But it was like, my man will do anything not to work. He will do anything at all not to work. The other guy's like, I've never seen someone abuse their PTO like Kawhi Leonard. Oh, my God. I don't think it works that way in the NBA. But, it's a really good reason to not play, is to be with your family that's having to evacuate and get things in order.
Speaking of playing, Tier 1s have had a fairly successful week in qualifying for our Vegas getaway in Take on Woods and Real or Fake. We got one more game of Take on Woods. We will get to that coming up next. If you want to get online to be our contestant, you can do so during the break here. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Our five-question musical trivia challenge versus Woods with an opportunity to win a trip to Las Vegas coming up in just a couple of minutes. First, though, I'll tell you about the Barnes Firm. Barnes Firm is a team of San Diego-based attorneys that are best in class, and they are following issues like self-driving cars, which are real. They are on our roads right now. They could possibly cause accidents as well. Now, they're designed to avoid accidents, but occasionally an accident is unavoidable. So how does the car decide who to protect? The passenger, the pedestrian? These are real issues that affect your safety and your legal rights. And if you're involved in an accident, especially with a self-driving car, you need experts to help fight for you. And that's the Barnes Firm. They're deeply engaged with all of these challenges. They have
is study the issues like software glitches, sensor failures, even hacking that can lead to some of these accidents. Their team of expert attorneys is prepared to handle complex cases and fight for you and get you the best settlement possible. To set up a free consultation, please call 1-800-8-MILLION or go online to thebarnesfirm.com. If they take your case and you don't win, you don't pay. So you're not out anything. You just have a great team that's supporting you and making sure that you get the best settlement, the best case, possibly if it goes to trial. They're ready to do that for you as well. The Barnes Firm's attorneys, they're more than just lawyers. They're advocates supporting you every step of the way. So, man, again, make the call 1-800-8-MILLION or go online to thebarnesfirm.com. Could be the best phone call you ever make.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Apologize for my choice of words. Pointed out on the chat that I said I was fired up for spring training after we talked about all the fires. It's just a word. You use it a lot. I'm excited about spring training going out. I was trying to, maybe talk myself into it a little bit.
By talking so much about it.
It's been the off season hasn't been the most fun off season for San Diego Padres fans. And I'm just stating my belief that once the players report, we will all feel
excited
and better about things.
Yes.
You know, it's hard when nothing's going on during the off season.
Indeed.
It just doesn't feel quite right.
Yeah.
And we've gotten a bit spoiled over the last few years with the intense amount of activity and rumors that were always centered around the San Diego Padres.
Yep.
And we haven't gotten it, so we feel a little left out this year.
Big time.
But it doesn't really change the fact that you can't win a World Series in the offseason?
We tried so many times, and we thought we did. And on paper, you get that scroll of paper out with all your new additions, and boy, you feel good going into the season. And it never really works that way.
All right, we got a contestant on the line. A new time slot, I think, has worked out okay this week. It is time to play Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
All right, got Miles on the line. He is going to try to qualify for our grand prize drawing. Two-night stay at the Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas and two tickets to see the Scorpions and a $100 gas card as well. It's 60 years of the Scorpions. Their Las Vegas residency show is live February 27th through March 11th at PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But Miles, let's see if we can get you into our grand prize drawing. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. All right. Here's the game. We got five questions of musical trivia. If you can beat or tie Woods, you go first. He goes second. You are in for the drawing. And to give you an advantage, I'll let you pick our categories. We've got three choices. Mystery category, in which the 2-second song will reveal everything for you. And I don't think it's a particularly hard one this time. We got All In. We got five song titles that begin with the word all. And that is a 2-second song category, so 5 2-second songs there. And we have M&Ms. We have song titles that include a woman's name beginning with the letter M, all five of them. So mystery category, All In, or M&Ms. Miles, what would you like to play?
Let's go with M&Ms.
Okay. Again, 5 song titles. Each title includes a woman's name that begins with the letter M. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We will come back to it if there is time left on the clock. First question is the 2-second song. Paulie is queuing it up now. You need to identify both that song title with the M name in it and the artist to score the point. Miles, are you ready to play?
Ready.
All right, Miles starts with M. Got the M&Ms category for him. I feel good
Perfect.
About this. All right, Paul, you ready?
I'm ready.
60 seconds on the clock. Miles, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Category, M&Ms. Good luck, Miles. Let's take on Woods.
Yep.
Paul McCartney sings in French, Sans les mots qui vont très bien ensemble, in which 1965 Beatles classic?
Yes.
Barry Manilow changed the original title of which signature song to avoid confusion with another hit at the time by Looking Glass?
Oh, boy.
Kim Basinger plays the role of a dead woman alongside Tom Petty in the video for which 1993 song about an Indiana girl or possibly cannabis?
The wrong category.
Yeah. All right. Which sweet woman is the title subject of an Allman Brothers hit written by Greg Allman years before the band even formed?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Oh, we got shut out today. I don't know. We'll see how Woods does. I'll leave the answers out there in the wind. I saw some people in the chat got them. Let's bring Woods back. I don't think zero is a possibility, but you never know. All right, Miles just went. It's your turn, Woods. You get the same five questions, same 60 seconds. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Miles.
It's Maggie May by Rod Stewart.
Correct. Paul McCartney sings in French, Sans les mots qui vont très bien ensemble, in which 1965 Beatles song?
Pass.
Barry Manilow changed the original title of which signature song?
Mandy.
Correct. Kim Basinger plays the role of a dead woman alongside Tom Petty in the video for which 1993 song about an Indiana girl or possibly cannabis?
Last Dance with Mary Jane.
Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Which sweet woman is the title subject of an Allman Brothers hit?
Melissa.
Correct.
What
Let's go back
Beatles
to Paul
song?
McCartney sings in French.
Sans
les mots qui vont très bien ensemble, in which 1965 Beatles song?
Michelle.
Correct. 5 for 5. Very good. Miles didn't get any of those. Oh. It was M&M's. Those were M, female M names. Maggie Mae, Michelle, Mandy, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Ganja, a.k.a. Cannabis.
Cannabis. Because Mary Jane is sometimes considered a nickname for
ganja, a.k.a. weed. Cannabis.
Marijuana, which has an M and a J
Mary
in it. Marijuana.
Yes.
Mary Jane.
Big bomba class before bossing on my head.
Will never not get me. Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis. What's that from again?
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
I really don't
I don't know.
I think it was from, it might have been from another question in this, in Take on Woods at some point.
It's just not it.
It's just the, some of the Ben drops, that one included, it's the conviction behind
it. It's like, the delivery.
Yeah.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Like, oh, thanks for clearing that up.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Many say to puff the magic dragon is to, you know,
there's a smoke lot of nicknames for marijuana.
Let's run through
AI,
some.
Let's see. Greg,
puff was just the name of the boy.
Bud, blunt, dragon. Joint, skunk, haze, chronic.
Stop.
Oh, hang on.
Start
hang
over.
Hang
I need this clean.
F on.
All right, ready? Here we go.
Yep.
Weed, Mary Jane, bud, blunt, joint, skunk, haze, chronic, devil's lettuce, airplane, alfalfa. I haven't heard of alfalfa.
What was
before.
The one right before it? Airplane?
Airplane.
I've never heard
dope,
that.
Pot, head,
dope,
doobie,
head.
That's what it says.
Head.
I am simply looking up on the internet street names for cannabis.
If I'm asking for that, I don't want marijuana. Just so you know, it's different entirely.
No one's ever referred to
no,
that.
Never. Hey, man, you got any head? Excuse me?
Too long, 420, ace, airplane, alfalfa, alligator cigarette, amnesia, asparagus, astroturf, Aunt Mary, baby, bag of bones, bang,
bag
blunt,
of bones!
Blunt, bobo, boof, broccoli, bud, cabbage, cannon, catnip, Christmas tree, chronic climb, collie, daga, dakine, dak, dank, devil's lettuce, Doña Juanita, doobie, endo, exotic, fatty fur, fire, flower, ganja, gas, good giggles, grass, green goddess. Let's go back to the top. Griffo, hashish, herb, holy weed, Houdini, jazz cigarette, joint, KGB, Kush, L-Pate, left-hand cigarette, loud, magic grass, magic dragon, magic brownie, Mary Jane, Maui Wowie, Moda, Muggle, Nixon, Pocolo, Pinner, Pot, Poland, Purple Haze, Rainy Day Woman, Reefer Roach, Shinsamia, Skunk, Space Cake, Spliff, Square Grouper, Stash, Sticky Icky, Stogie Tea, 13 Trees, Wisdom Weed, and Zaza.
That is outstanding.
There's your Wikipedia slang names for marijuana right there.
There's some bangers in there. Head. That's so good. Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis. Pressure, somebody said. Pressure. Jazz cigarettes, funny. I always like that one, too. Can we... I think I figured out something we can use that for. We'll talk after the show. Thanks for that, by the way.
All right, I already know what you're...
I think I know what to do with that.
I got a whole other list here
no,
as well.
Yeah. All
right, we can't have time for it right now. Come back. I'll have more names for marijuana when we return with more Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I want to tell you about Trust and Will. Woods and I had our eyes opened. Actually, it was during the holiday break when we both signed up to get our legal documents in order with Trust and Will. Didn't realize, Woods, how important it was to have your ducks in a row, to be buttoned up, and how much your family could be left in the lurch if you don't spell out your wishes before you're gone.
Can I say, though, that I don't believe what you said? We did know how important it was. We just didn't want to go do it. That's part of it. I knew how important it actually was. I just never wanted to take
the
time.
We didn't really have enough to necessarily make it a big deal. But then we learned that even if you don't have a ton, you really make it a lot more difficult for your family if you don't spell out, you know, your wishes in a document.
Yeah, and you know, man, I the thought of like, what do I got to do this weekend? I got to go sit and do this with like an attorney sitting in an office. Listen, I didn't have to. It took me about 20 minutes online. Secure your assets, protect your loved ones with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego, one word, San Diego at checkout.
I mean, if you've got young kids like you do,
yes.
Guardianship for minor children,
yes.
They can handle that here. You know, something happened to you and Hannah at the same time, God forbid, want to know what is going to happen to your kids. The state takes over if you don't.
Yeah,
that's
Paul
the last thing
gets
you want.
Bo and you get Taylor. So
cool.
Enjoy.
That's Thank how, you very
that's
much
how,
for that.
That's
so again, use
do.
The code San Diego, all one word at checkout. Go to trustandwill.com. Get 10% off and free shipping of your documents at trustandwill.com. Just heard that promo with Matt Scraby. That I listened to them yesterday. Chrisella having some travel difficulties yesterday, making a trip with the women's basketball team at San Diego State. They were chartering, I believe, to Laramie, Wyoming.
Okay.
And it was like 10 degrees and plane struggles. He said the last thing you ever want to hear as you're about to aboard a small jet is that we've got a few mechanical issues, and you know we should be underway shortly. Like, okay, do we need a new plane? No, we'll figure it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
It's all ball bearings these days.
Head over the Rocky Mountains and get going. But I think he made it safely to his destination at some point.
So the Aztec women and where the men play this weekend?
Men are in New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Yeah,
New Mexico.
And the women are in
That's
Wyoming.
Right.
Both
right.
at altitude.
Both at altitude, one a little higher.
Did have a game last night at Lion Tree Arena. Remember I told you that Cal Poly had lost 42.
Did you hear it?
I heard that.
Did you hear it?
40. Well, I've got a lot of things going on in the old
Poly
vocal cord.
Yeah,
region.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
42 straight losses for Cal Poly in Big West play. Cal Poly had a halftime lead on UCSD last night at Lion Tree Arena. But
guaranteed us earlier in the week that they would not win.
They
a
will.
Conference
they
game.
Will win. No, I said,
no,
they,
said
will.
They will. Win.
They will win a conference game at some point, and hopefully, it will not come last night against the Tritons. UCSD pulled to San Diego State, though. I think they went on a 33-8 run in the second half.
Woo.
And put it away for their 12th straight
12
victory.
12 in a row. Saw
Tritons,
that tweet last night.
Tritons are now up to, I think, 42 in the net rankings I saw this morning, continuing to climb into the area where you could even be considered for an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. And with that win, sets up a huge first-place showdown tomorrow night at Lion Tree Arena against UC Irvine, who is the team that pretty much everyone picked to win the conference to start the season. I think they're both undefeated in conference play, so the winner has the early advantage in the race to get to the NCAA tournament, but congratulations to UCSD on their 12th straight win last night, 95-68 over Cal Poly. Got the job done.
Staying hot, my friends. Stay hot, my friends.
Hottest team in college basketball. Because Tennessee lost, so
yeah.
I believe UCSD now has the longest winning streak
Crazy.
In all of college
Crazy.
Basketball at the moment.
It's seeing that is. It's always fun to watch a team do maybe what they weren't supposed to do, right?
Like yeah,
that's kind of how I feel about my Fighting Irish this year. I did not think they would be in the position where they are. They
a little bit
at.
About last year's Padres. As
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
93
yeah, yeah.
Wins was not on our.
It was not
bingo
on the,
card
was,
to start the season.
It was not on our radar. That's the. You know, I tweeted last night, and I tweeted every game that I watch. There's nothing fun about sports. Nothing. When Riley Leonard threw that interception, I went, no, it's over. Like, you can't make that mistake. You lose the turnover margin in a game like that. You're not going to win that football game. Somehow they found a way. But that's the fun. That, for me, is the fun part about sports is like, oh, yeah, no, we all, I picked, and again, it's, I think prognosticators had the Padres winning more games than I had them winning last year. But, not 93. I think that was a surprise. After what happened to the Irish against NIU, I didn't see them ending up where they are with that being the only loss. And I think with UCSD, it's the same thing, man. Nobody would have predicted these guys would have ripped off 12 straight wins. It's pretty cool to see.
You know, yeah, it is fun when your expectations, even if they are, you know, like decent, if your team exceeds expectations, such a fun thing in sports.
Carlos said 12 straight's crazy. JD said 24 straight is crazier. Son of a, that's going to be something that I wonder How do we exercise that demon? The only way to do it. There's only one way to do it. It's to win a World Series.
Paul,
that's the tough part.
You were saying earlier that maybe your favorite moment as a sports fan was San Diego State getting to the Final Four. Because you just considered it so unexpected, like unattainable almost. And when they got there, it was like, I don't know if it can be much better than this.
Yeah. I mean, my sports fandom throughout my life, the Mariners never did anything.
Yep.
Had some fun teams, but never even made it to a World Series.
Great
to this day.
Yeah.
The Seahawks went to one Super Bowl when I was a fan and living up there. They lost.
Who'd they lose to?
Pittsburgh. And jobbed so badly by the refs in that game.
Like, who was the quarterback then?
Matt Hasselbeck. Sean Alexander.
Oh, yeah, he was a
G. Versus a young Ben Roethlisberger and those guys.
Yep.
Then I moved down here, became a Charger fan. We know how that went.
Yep,
like, my Sonics got sold and moved to Oklahoma City. Padres, still waiting for them to make me the happiest I've ever been with sports. But for this, up until now, San Diego State, because... Like, I'm not trying to knock Notre Dame whatsoever, but Notre Dame, the football program, making it to the football national championship, not a huge surprise. They're a very long storied franchise.
They are, but it's
with a lot well of
funded. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, it's 30 years, though, since they've won any game of importance.
It's like San Jose State getting to the national championship.
Yeah, yeah. 30 years, or like SMU making it, right? Like, that would have been a real... They're not a Cinderella, and I'm not trying to paint them as such. But
I just felt like San Diego State basketball, their best chances had been wasted, whether it was 2011, whether it was the COVID year, where they're, 30-2, and then didn't even get to play in the tournament. You're like, those were our best chances. It's not going to happen. I'm okay with that. It's still fun to watch them. Just getting to the Final Four was insane. Them hitting that shot to go to the national championship, I'm like, nothing matters.
Got a tweet this morning from T-shirt Tech. It says, Woods, as an SDSU alum, lifelong fan, I can totally relate to what it feels like, what happened to you last night with ND. That's how I felt when Lamont Butler hit the shot. Never in my wildest dreams did I think we'd make it to the Final Four, let alone a title game. And he said, I cried like a baby when that shot went in. I was in shock. And I was actually really surprised at my emotion last night. I was really excited, obviously, but the emotional part of it, you know, brings back all the memories of being a kid. My dad letting me stay up late to watch the Fiesta Bowl in 1988 when I was 13 years old. Tony Rice goes out and beats West Virginia, and Irish are champions. I mean, I've told you guys many times, I got mine. I saw mine. I was 13. My dad and I watched it together. It's a memory I treasure for the rest of my life. And I told you guys, verbatim, I'll never see another one. I've said this since we've been doing a show. I've said it 100 times. I'm never going to see another one.
I've never 100% believed you when you say it. I think you say it to protect yourself sometimes.
I thought I was fine with that. This is going to be excruciating. It's going to be excruciating. But I will say, Benny, the thing that gives me hope is that the coach, that the program is on the up and up and on the right path. Nothing's guaranteed. You never know if you'll ever get back there again. That's why, and I know we're all over the place with about 9 different sports, but it all ties in. If you are the San Diego Padres, you can't let last year, because a lot of Padres fans have said to me, and I tend to agree, that was the best chance we've ever had. That was it. It lined up perfectly. You had the lead. That was it. That can't be the footnote that you look back on and go, if only we hadn't gone 20. You can't let 24 scoreless innings become the thing for your franchise. The 1918 for the Boston Red Sox before they won one. The Cubs winning one in 1906 or whatever. Like, you can't.
There's just
Let
so
it
much
happen.
That goes into it.
There's
too.
So
it's,
much.
It's like
so
path,
much luck.
You know what I mean? The other teams that are still remaining. I mean, San Diego State, go back to that 2 years ago. Like, they did their part by knocking off number one Alabama.
100%.
But when you're like, wait, we just have to beat a 9 seed and then there's an 8 seed. Like, it
fell
worked
into
out
place,
very
man.
Well for them. And in 2022 for the Padres, you're like, hey, man, like... Philly's a good team. And if you can somehow get past Philly, there's a damn good Astros team waiting for you on the other side. Like, this year, it just looked like you felt pretty good about matching up with the Mets. You felt pretty good matching up with the Yankees should you get to the World Series. You had it. It was right there. Didn't happen. Feels like that.
As a San Diego sports fan, we're much more defined by our disappointments than our successes. I see, you know, Marlon McCree game. That was the year for me that, you know, I actually thought the Chargers were that was the team that should have won the Super Bowl that year, and they couldn't even get through their first playoff game against the worst. New England Patriots.
It's the worst. Pauly Seattle Mariners, that 116 wins. Like, there's no way.
Conversely, the year they did make it to the Super Bowl, it was a bit unexpected. You know, I think everyone thought they were going to go into Pittsburgh and get just bodied by the Steelers in that game, and you know, knocking down that last pass, Dennis Gibson in the end zone to send them to their first and only Super Bowl was a pretty special moment for me as a sports fan growing up. Obviously, the game didn't go well against Steve Young and the 49ers, but it was really cool to be there, and I know you're feeling that now. With Notre Dame, you know, spend a long time and getting a chance to see them at the peak.
Well, it's funny,
though.
It's
pretty cool.
Because I know you're a Notre Dame hater, because when I walked in this morning, first thing he says was, well, I think they're going to get bodied in the next game. And I went, man, this is what I've been hearing every week. This is what I've been hearing every week. This is actually what I've been hearing for 30 years. 30 years. Now, until they hoist it, no one will give them credit. And even then, somebody will say, oh, what an I saw morons yesterday go, oh, what an easy path. I'm like, Are you joking? Are we watching the same games, the same teams? Until they hoist it, you're never going to get the respect. If they go out and they lose 28-7 in the championship game, you're telling me, Ben, people will go, hell of a season, Irish, well done. No, you're going to get the same old crap that you always hear. You said it the minute you walked in, whoever wins this game tonight is going to blow them out. I'm like, here we go again.
I don't think that they don't belong. They do. They absolutely
belong there
this year.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say that they are not going to get bodied, because I think Ohio State could body anybody, not just Notre Dame.
Of course. They can body Texas tonight.
If Penn State had won, I would have said
Texas
the same.
Won the SEC.
I think I would have said the same thing about Penn State. Yeah. You know, they won, but I think they're going to get bodied by Ohio State in the next game. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens tonight. You know what? I'm curious, since we have a couple minutes after traffic here. All right, which are the fan bases in the NFL? We're starting the playoffs this weekend. Which are the ones you feel like they have the chances to go all the way, and which are hoping for a miracle this postseason? We can get to that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So clearly you've got the two teams that aren't playing this weekend. The number one seeds that have the bye.
Chiefs and the Lions.
The Kansas City Chiefs, I would imagine, are going to go fairly confidently into this postseason. They've won the last two Super Bowls. If you're a Chiefs fan, it's kind of gravy at this point.
Yeah.
You want to win another one?
You do. You want a three-peat bad.
You went 15-2 in the regular season, but you're probably acknowledging, I don't know if this team is as good as the last two teams that won the Super Bowl, but here we are as a one seed, so we might as well win another one.
But right. think about how...
Make some NFL history.
Think about how Dodger fans felt going into the postseason last year. If you had polled Dodger fans and said, out of all the recent success you've had, where do you rank this team as the team to win the World Series? Dead last. Dead last. We have this guy's hurt, this guy's out, no pitching, blah, blah, blah. And look what happened, right? So that... The Chiefs could absolutely flip the switch immediately.
But
when
the fan base that really wants it has got to be the Detroit Lions fan base. Now, if it weren't
closely followed by Buffalo.
But, you know, the injuries to the Lions, I think, is tempering a little bit of their confidence / expectations. So they're the one seed, going to be at home, but they haven't been healthy. That win over the Vikings in the last week of the regular season, I think, ramped the confidence back up a little bit.
It did, but that was mostly because of how poorly Sam Darnold played. You know what I mean? That was like, yeah, we won that game, but he was horrific. So, but if you get the Vikings again, you feel like, okay, well, we just beat him. We can beat him again.
I think Paulie's right, though. I think this is the year that Buffalo.
Yeah.
Feels like, all right, we've got a good path. We got a Denver team that, you know, we should handily beat in the first round.
Well, and you need it. If you're a Bills fan, let's be honest, you're probably the most loyal, vocal, vociferous fan base that's in the NFL, right? I mean, there's probably close seconds, but no, Bills Mafia. Nothing really comes close to Bills Mafia, right?
pretty much everybody else won a Super Bowl in some recent amount of time.
Well, and you
Ravens have won one. The Eagles have won one.
Yeah.
The Packers haven't won one in a long time.
You look at it though, and you think about what they've been through as a city, and you think about what they've been through with their Super Bowl, you know, their Super Bowl problems. Yeah, man, you think about Josh Allen being really in his prime, up for the MVP. The other one I'll give you too, though, is I think the Baltimore Ravens. Now, I know that they won one with Joe Flacco, but dude, Lamar Jackson,
he needs one.
Got to cement that.
You got to at least get there.
Right? And I think for the city of Baltimore, it's going to mean a ton to see him take that next step in the playoffs, which he just hasn't been able to do.
Like, I'm looking at all the other, like, our Chargers fans and Texans fans, do they really think this is our year? I don't know.
I think
this was always a first step year. And,
okay.
You know, it's the next couple of years where they're looking Super Bowl title. This was a very nice first step for them. Houston, you know, they're at home. They have some now. CJ Stroud has playoff experience going into this game.
I mean, you expect to win your first game, but I think if we're talking the whole playoffs, if we're talking the Super Bowl, I don't know that if I'm a Texans, I'm like, oh, it's going to be a tough path.
I mean, if you have to go to Kansas City or Buffalo, I don't love anybody else's chances in the AFC of doing that and going on the road. Baltimore's the best, but you know, Zay Flowers is out for this game. That was announced yesterday, so they're missing, you know, one of the top targets. Lamar Jackson's always going to face those questions in the postseason until he puts the demons aside. He's going to be a question mark in the postseason. So, you know, other than that, I don't see a ton of like Tampa Bay, Washington. I like Minnesota, but I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl this year. You know, with Sam Darnold at quarterback, there's going to be a game where he doesn't have it, and at some point they're probably not going to make it. So
Packers fans would really, really like to get that first dub and beat the Eagles with Jordan Love at the helm and, you know, kind of flushing everything in the past.
I think either of those teams could. I wouldn't be shocked if they went on a playoff run.
Yeah,
either the Eagles or the Packers, whoever wins that game is going to have a lot of confidence moving forward. They're in the mix, I would say, this postseason.
Where's the Super Bowl come out of, AFC or NFC this year?
Who wins it?
Yeah, I say the AFC.
I think probably the AFC.
I think it's
I'll go against green. I'll say the NFC.
Say the NFC.
Because I think the Eagles can win one.
The Lions can win one.
I think the Lions absolutely can win one
if
they're not already the favorites. And
Packers,
yeah.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
I think, I mean, until the Vikings are eliminated, you can't dismiss the season as a collective like that they've had.
Been really good.
They've had a really, really good season.
I'd like to see Baker go on a little run. That'd be fun.
I'd love
to tough to win a Super Bowl as a 5 seed,
yes,
though. You know, and have to go on the road probably every game of the playoffs. That's 3 road games just to get to the Super Bowl. Not a lot of teams win 3 road games in a row in the NFL against playoff caliber teams, which is what you're facing at this point. So if they wanted to win a Super Bowl, they had to win last week against Detroit and get that 1 seed.
I agree.
That's why that game was so important and the regular season.
I guess my point is I think the NFC is a lot more open than the AFC. The AFC is very top heavy. If the Chiefs don't win it all or the Bills don't win it all, well, it ain't going to be the Broncos.
Right.
You know, it ain't going to be the
Chargers, not going to be the Texans.
That's a good point.
Not going to be the Steelers, I don't think, this year. Baltimore could get there. All right, we got 1 hour to go. We get some more baseball talk coming up here. Our Rindle Report is ahead as well. Stick around for more Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.